well, the towers didn't actually fall. They didn't fall like they say that they fell. What actually happened was there's thermite paint inside the building.
I don't want to be bummed.
J-Man.
Is there anything for dessert or something?
Oh, Mario.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Hometown Spider-Man.
Yay. I need help with doing a push-up.
This is still going?
Yep.
Fuck.
That's going to be really difficult to do preamble because all the preamble is stuff that we can't talk about.
Sexy, podcast. Exclusive shit.
Sexy G-Matt. G-Matt's OnlyFans where he just shows pictures of the underside of his tummy.
Sign me up.
That bit that smells like behind your ear when you don't scrub to enough. It doesn't. The underside of my tummy doesn't smell like that.
Who knows what the underside of their tummy smells like?
Well, you just like rub it and you go, okay, it smells like skin.
You rub it and you go, no, and it smells like skin.
Have you never, I don't do it with the underside of my tummy because it's always clean. That's like the first thing I do when I'm in the shower. But have you ever been like, I don't know if you do this, but sometimes I forget, literally like a child, I forget to scrub behind my ears. And I'll go like a few days and be like, I haven't scrubbed behind my ears in the shower. And you go, yeah, that's a bit stinky. Nothing? Scratch behind your ear right now and smell your finger and tell me it's not stinky.
I just got out of the gym and didn't have time to shower.
Excuses. Stinky ears. Stinky ears. Stinky ears. So podcast is over. Shall we jump in?
Yeah.
Let's just get to it. Let's see. Here, you'll like this one. This one I'll give you two. Are you fucking high right now, Ellie? I'm trying to do stuff. Down. Thank you.
I don't have headphones.
They're right there.
All the way down there. Can we get them from all the way down there?
I wish I could tell you in words how loud that was. Yeah, that's the one. All right, Ben. Yeah. You'll like, in particular...
Played in my headphone.
In particular, you'll enjoy this one.
Ooh, G-Matt. Yay.
Hello and welcome to episode 228 of the G-Matt podcast.
Sitting on a cock because I'm gay.
Today's episode of the G-Matt podcast is brought to you by our merch. Get yourself a G-Matt podcast hoodie. That intro is brought to you by me. Originally, Aiden was supposed to be here when that played, which would have a queer person in the room and not just
don't make
it me laughing at Louis C.K. saying, oh, Ellie, come on. Support the show, you guys. Patreon.com/the GMAP podcast. You get access to extra shit, the jazz cast, and the post show.
What's the jazz cast, Matt?
It's a little extra thing that we do occasionally where we do long form stuff. We talk for a while. Oh. We don't have any notes. It's kind of what we're going to do today because I don't have any notes. Stop the music. Yeah. If you want to do that, patreon.com/GMAT podcast. I don't know if I said that. And that's it. Welcome, everybody. My name is Matt. I'm the host of the GMAT podcast. Ben's here.
Hello.
Ben J. All right. What is the problem? Do you want to come up here? Come up here. Jesus Louise is with this fucking dog.
This is such a fucking slipshod operation.
What's that?
Just the intro, the fucking dog going ballistic.
Yeah. Don't know what to do.
I'm not doing this anymore.
You're done?
Yeah, I'm done.
You really want to quit?
I don't want to be hasty, but yeah.
Is this a bit? No? Are you really going to?
I'm done. I think this is enough.
It's
like there used to be panache and
pizzazz.
And pizzazz and sizzle. And now we come in here and we sit down and you go, yeah, there's intro is brought by me because no one submitted one. And I'll stop the music. And then the dog sniffs my dick and then it jumps up on you. And then halfway through a sentence and she scratches your leg. And then we just go around in circles and fucking sign looks good.
If you want to quit, say it.
I don't want to quit, but I feel like we all need to quit.
You're just going to quit.
Yeah, let's nip it in the bud, you know.
All right.
Why are we showing up? Ellie's the only one who seems to give a fuck.
She doesn't even give a fuck. All she wants to do is like see what that noise was, and she needs me to go and see with her.
If it was a choice between doing the podcast every week and a bit of cheese. She would take the cheese.
I think we all take the cheese
at this point. Yeah, at this point.
I don't like this bit because it's going to act.
It makes it seem bad.
Yeah, it makes it seem really bad.
And scene.
And scene. You know, I don't have any notes, so let's just get straight into the good shit.
Okay.
Buddy. It is with a heavy heart and a smelly fart. I don't know how to be serious about this, Ben. Because I could feel myself. Isn't this weird? I can feel myself getting peanut butter in my throat.
I've never heard it said like that. The lump in the throat. You've got peanut butter in your throat. That's such an adorable child wave. God, I swore I wouldn't get peanut butter in my throat.
You don't get that peanut butter in your throat?
You like those?
Lump in your tummy?
Cheese voices. It's also a dub. Podcast is ending.
Ellie said that he was going to end the podcast, and then we went to the podcast no more.
Ellie.
My dog Ellie kept coming to stiff my leg.
All right, I'm going to put you out. It's time for you to go out, miss.
Down, you mean?
It put you down.
Podcast over. Dog. How many years has it been? Five? Seven? It might be 7 years.
It's not 7 years.
It might be 7 years.
It could. I mean, anything could be 7 years.
When's episode one?
I believe episode one was... I don't know. Where's my phone? I'm sitting on it. No. Oh, there it is. Let me look it up.
I'm telling you right now, it is at least 5 years.
I'm pretty sure it's 5 years too.
No, it's more than five. It's at least five.
How do I look this up? The GMAT podcast. If I scroll down, it's going to show the publishing date of when it went live on. Here we go. Shoving stuff up my ass, number 17. The 1st of September, 2018.
That would have been when you started putting them on Spotify.
I'm pretty sure it keeps the original posting because it's the RSS feed that moves over. That's 2018. That's still coming up 5 years. That would make sense. Okay, I'll go to Anchor then. I'll go to Anchor then, will I, Ben?
Yeah.
Which is where they were first posted originally. Talk amongst yourselves, guys. You're sitting in a car, just talk to someone else. 1st September 2018 was the first time we ever posted. That makes sense. That really makes sense to me.
Okay.
Yep. So, everyone listening at home, there it goes again.
What?
This the peanut butter. Immediately.
Just let it happen.
The GMAT podcast is coming to a close. I've spoken to Ben.
That's me.
I've spoken to Aiden.
Not here.
I've spoken to Beck.
Also not here.
Also not here.
Hence we're ending it.
Well, I mean, it kind of plays into half the, you know, some of the reason and all that sort of thing.
5 long years?
Almost 5 years. 5 years.
5 years.
5 years of doing the podcast.
So many memories. Old studio, the Cappy's house.
Stop it.
Then the small flat. And then this studio that we built from the ground up, where we went from audio to video, where it was just a weird mishmash of people talking into their phones and Discord to begin with. And then you and I had that episode where we did it on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just sitting in my lounge room talking to you through my headset.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, this is great. And then Aiden came along and we're like, hey, we got something here.
There's some energy. There's some spark.
Little did we know, we didn't. And then five long years. We got the logo. We got the sign. We're on Spotify. We were ranked. People listened to us for years.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands of whatevers in the Spotify rap we looked at last year,
mm-hmm.
end of last year.
I promise you I will cry on the last episode.
Okay.
Or I might not. I don't know whether I can. It's difficult. It's difficult for it to get going when I'm around you and I don't know why.
That's so fucking rude.
I don't know.
Do we should play some Pavarotti or something?
Yeah.
That always gets me going.
So, there's probably some more stuff. There's probably some more stuff podcast-wise coming down the line, coming down the way, but we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that at some point. So just know that even though the podcast is ending, there will be other stuff happening. But yeah, I think it was like... It was like the fifth week in a row where I couldn't. It was like, we're going to get fucking taken down. That's beautiful. That's truly beautiful.
5 years. 5 long years.
Big old years.
Of us all doing the podcast together. But like life itself, Matt, eventually All things must come to an end. And you know what? You did your best.
Yeah.
Little buddy. You really?
Say you're proud of me.
I'll get you going. Yeah. I'll be able to stop you though. You know, you got the sign, you got the cameras, all the trials and tribulations we've been through trying to get this thing to where it is now.
It's not going to happen, Ben. It's too. So basically, it's become a pain in the ass, really, is sort of the thing.
I thought it was a pain in the ass from the start.
Yeah. It's planning-wise, getting everybody...
5 years too late.
Getting everybody in the same room has become very, very, very difficult with changing schedules and everything. And the four of us and... a couple months ago, we said, all right, let's make it really relaxed. Let's relax it out. Whoever can show up can show up. Whoever doesn't, you know.
Like a boarding house.
Yeah, and that kind of... That
sucked.
It sucked.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be fine, but it sucked because it wasn't like I knew who I was going to be talking to that week until like the day before and... You know, we'd come in and I'd tell a story to Ben, and then next week I'd tell the same story to Aiden and be like, wait, I already told that. I don't know who's to... Without us all in the room, or without the team that is the GMAT podcast all together, it just started to feel...
Well, also, it became difficult to manage, seeing as we've become such a media empire.
Yeah.
You know, things like mine and Aiden's writers
mm-hmm.
being such prima donnas with like all of the green room stuff that we need. Obviously, we won't... be in the same room when filming, so we have to do everything separate and then edit together later or hologram in type stuff. So it became difficult for a lot of the runners and producers to manage behind the scenes. Obviously, we've got a team of sort of 40 to 50 people who make things happen behind the scenes, get together all the material that we talk about, prep the green room, makeup, lighting, all the shit that goes into a big production like this.
Yeah.
And as much as it's going to be difficult to fire 40 to 50 people, I'm more than happy to do it. I've taken that burden on myself. And, you know, it's something that's got to be done. And the fact that I happen to enjoy it is neither here nor there.
I've never seen someone's hand go up quicker.
Mm.
In fact, when I was at the meeting and I said...
Well, you said we're going to have to fire 40 to 50 people and I was rubbing my hands.
Yeah.
I started cackling.
Yeah. And then I said... Who would and it was yeah. Shut up.
And I shoved you out of the way of the microphone and just started reading names.
Brenda, you bitch.
Come on down.
Honestly, I'm just
gonna shredder.
I'm just sick of splitting the Patreon four ways.
Yeah. So obviously if anyone needs 40 to 50 film crew producers, mm-hmm. runners, all that sort of shit, script supervisors, Yeah, hard rubbish.
They'll be at Home Depot just standing at the front.
So, yeah, get them while they're hot. Free to good home.
This is really difficult because I'm trying to interweave like
the fact that it is actually
with your bits.
I'm trying to do a podcast because that's what I've been told to do for 5 years and I thought maybe now's the time to start.
So, the podcast really is coming to a close. This is not the final episode. We will make sure the final episode is all of us together.
Yeah.
To just sort of reminisce and chat about everything and say a proper farewell.
I don't know why I'm smiling. I should stop smiling. I was thinking about like, maybe we're going to have Sienna there for the last one, seeing she's like a ridiculous super fan. And then I was like, she might cry. And that made me smile for some reason. I can get evil. All right, calm down.
So, anyway. Yeah. So I spoke to you and I spoke to Aiden and I said, are we as passionate about this as we used to?
And then you said to ask you, like, can one of you get in touch with Beck and let her know? Yeah.
There was actually a lot of conversations with Beck leading up to talking to you two, as bouncing off Beck was the first thing. And it's not that we aren't passionate about it. It's just that we don't have as much time. Well, Aiden in particular.
You aren't giving enough to the Patreon is what it was. That's what Matt said to me, is that not enough people are giving enough to the Patreon.
So we
the people
more.
Who are giving aren't giving enough. And then there's other people who aren't giving at all and need to give way more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm fucking burning it down.
Yeah.
We just smash that sign behind his head. Live. Live. We're going to break it into bits and then eat the pieces on the new podcast.
Aiden in particular has had the hardest time getting into the schedule because he's got new things going on, a new job. Like,
he's got his own podcast.
He's got his own little podcast.
He does 7 days a week.
He does do
an hour each day.
He does do other podcasts. He does like Mitch
the other one and that Jesse thing. The other thing, one,
you know.
Don't cross promote. We'll lose listeners.
Sorry. Yeah.
For the last episode we're going to do next week.
And I spoke to Ben, And Ben and I have had a...
Me or Benno?
You.
Okay, yep.
You and I have had an idea in the canon sitting there for a long, 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 long time, but we haven't had the time to do it. And when I talked about maybe shelving the podcast, we
put
said...
Put the podcast up your bum?
Put it right up my bum.
Okay, nice one.
Because it's when I say it's cancelling, it's like we're going to stop it. And then, you know, if this channel, like you always say to me, if this channel ever blows up...
When this channel ever blows up.
We might come back to it down the line. But for now, we need to put the brakes on and move on to a new project.
Is when we finally blow up and have something that's working, we'll stop that and come back to the thing that no one listened to.
Yeah.
People listen. We know
people do listen. There's a lot of listeners, and that's the saddest part.
But on to fresh
stuff.
Not bigger because there'll probably be less people. But
well, that's
invigorating, exciting ideas.
The ideas that we haven't even fleshed out fully yet. We have like a basic idea, and then we're
gonna do like a hard right news podcast where we sort of get into like Pizzagate. And
I think there's
how the Clintons are lizards.
I think there's a missing market. There's a missing... Now that Frogsgate, what's his name?
Well, hang on. Well, that's what I'm thinking of doing, like a right-wing hard thing. Well, the terrorists didn't actually fall. They didn't fall like they say that they fell. What actually happened was there's thermite paint inside the building. You look at data from the days before, there's testimony from people who came in and said that they were putting explosives around the building. You can see it there. No normal building falls like that. When it falls, it pancakes down like it's been... That's a demolition. You look, that's a demolition. We've got footage of demolitions we're going to show you right now. So that's what you can look forward to. We're probably doing 3 hours of that a day.
I'm so confused when you... That's going to be hard on your voice.
No. That's actually how I normally talk. I do like a soothing thing and let Aiden do the annoying voice for 5 years.
That's so mean. yeah. I don't know if I've... Because I keep getting interrupted with bits. Really good bits. But I don't
finally,
know what
I'm
saying. Finally someone's on fucking fire.
Like, oh, fuck, I should squeeze some comedy in right at the end.
Yeah, it's 5 years and now you're like, it's over. I might as well go out with a bang.
Yeah,
like, fucking doing something. You got notes on your phone? I bet you fucking do.
Boy, yeah.
So, yeah.
5 years of notes. I just never got a chance to read them.
Because we wouldn't shut up.
I kept forgetting.
So after pitching to Ben, shelving the idea, the idea of maybe doing something with just the two of us came up. And I think it's a great idea because it's easier to organize something just you and I. Two people is far easier to organize than four. And we already had this idea from ages ago that we said we would do as a side podcast, but I just never found the time. And now that I was starting work with Watch Mojo, I was like, hey, we might have some time to do this thing. And it kind of lined up with us thinking maybe it was time to bring the GMAT podcast to a close. I don't think I've quite landed on... in this conversation explaining why the GMAT podcast is shutting down.
I think you've sort of touched on a whole bunch of the reasons.
Yeah.
Which is the thing is that there's no specific one thing, is that there's a whole bunch of little things of like, all right, because it was no like, all right, it's done. You were like, I'm getting the inkling that maybe it's time because it's like the schedules and all this other stuff and we don't really seem to like be bringing stuff to it as much now. And
I felt like I was dragging you guys in to do the podcast, you know, with a new idea, there's something that you're quite passionate about. But for this, you know, you're passionate about broadcast, but I still feel like each week I'm dragging you guys in to not really know what we're going to talk about. That we haven't seen any substantial growth in like a year and a half. It's just sort of, we're just doing this while I grow the GMAT channel and hoping that the GMAT channel growing will affect this. And it's a whole, yeah, it's, you know, like you said, a whole bunch of things. And at the moment, you said, feels like we're just going through the motions. We come in, we do a couple of gags. There's not to say that there aren't podcasts that we've done in the last...
We stumble upon good bits and gags every now and then. We'll have a good story, but it's just by pure luck and the fact that we're fucking incredible broadcasters and 100%. Improvisers, not because we're putting our heart and soul into it every time.
We certainly aren't putting our heart and soul into it.
No.
Not at all. And I think when it really started to fall down was when I stopped putting my heart and soul into it.
I think so.
I tried real hard for a while there. And then at some point I just...
To be fair though, I think...
We all did, sorry.
If we're giving out awards, I'm Mr. Consistency.
Yeah, you're always doing nothing.
Yeah. I brought nothing to it from the start and I've remained consistent for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Never wavering in my efforts.
Mm. And it's all three of our faces on here. And it's been real difficult to get all three of us in here. And it just sort of seems like, what are we doing?
Mm.
Let's move on to something new. And I think that's sort of the plan. And more than anything, we don't want people to think that there's Aiden's been kicked out of the podcast. He just has...
No, we want that to just be something that's known behind the scenes.
it's just like it's a scheduling thing. And
we wanted to continue to have a schedule and didn't want him on it.
Yeah. Shut up. Because the other thing was there was an idea with Beck. So there was the idea with Beck and the idea with you. And I had to make my decision. You know, who do I love more?
That's true. And then it was like, wait, I'm going back. This is all wrong. I just need to know that I love Aiden the least. That's...
I don't know what to do with that now. I don't know what to do with that.
Just jokes, just fucking...
Hey.
What?
That's it.
Okay.
So...
you know the problem with this is you've done like 3 clickbait titles of like, oh, I quit, this is ending, yeah. No more podcast and stuff now. So people are going to be like, here he fucking goes again. Wait, what?
I'll just name this one Fuckboy Moaning...
Yeah, don't say anything.
So the people
just call this one Sienna on Suicide Watch.
The end of whatever. Yeah, now I said that in the stream, and plus I was like, hey, just so everyone knows, the Jam podcast is going. People are like, lol. Yeah, yeah, right.
Did anyone buy in at any point?
No, eventually they did. I was like, no, I really am serious. The Jam podcast is closing. And then it was a wall of no. I didn't realize people fucking cared about the Jam podcast.
But, well, this is the thing, is that they just listen and it just is like one view. You get no, there's no sense of like one emphatic view, one click on, click off.
And there's no comments as well.
Yeah,
there's
that's
no
true.
There's no comments, there's no likes, there's no interaction with the people. It's just, I just see the numbers go and I'm like, I wonder who that is.
Yeah. You know? So you have no idea of like, do they love it or are they just kind of clicking through it and that's fine? I mean, Benno and Sienna, we know, are thorough enjoyers of it.
Mm.
And Kate is a pretty thorough enjoyer of it as well, but you just see the numbers. And then when you say on the stream, like, it's really going. Do you reckon it's just because they just like you and they just want as much content as they can from you? Or it's like just,
well,
they're supposed to not want it to go?
I don't know, because like podcast is a different thing and it's another piece of content that we make and it's something you enjoy in a particular context. So if they like me and they like you guys and they have that context ready there to go, they'll use it.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
I don't know. Yeah, I think I kind of get what you mean.
When I said it in the stream, I said, and here's the thing, I said this morning after talking to you, I was like, so the podcast is most likely over. Then I said most likely because I didn't want to say for sure. And there was like, oh no, blah, blah, blah. And then I said, now here's a question I want to pitch to you guys. If another like thing starts up in podcast form that isn't the same as what we've been doing, that has more of a theme, has more of a like a type of show. It was just like, before I even finished sentence, people were like, yes.
Mm.
Like they're coming to listen to us. It doesn't matter if we're doing banter or we're doing an idea, you know, a video game review or any kind of like thing that we're doing, they're just coming to listen to us. So I imagine if we work it effectively with the people that are listening now for the podcast and we you know, pitch it well enough, or maybe we do a couple bonus episodes after the final episode of the Jam podcast of our new idea before we move to a new RSS feed or something.
I think
moving the audience over will be pretty easy.
Pilot episodes?
Yeah. Like a couple tests where you and I just sort of get the vibe and try and work out what it is before we launch the thing. Because I have been thinking about RSS feeds and whether we turn the GMAP podcast feed into the feed for a new show or what. And I think the best thing to do is just to start fresh.
You reckon?
Yeah. I think the audiences are easily transferable.
Big call.
And maybe just keep the YouTube channel as the GMAP podcast channel and change that into the new thing. But for audio, I think it should be a new feed. Whole new thing.
It'll be interesting.
I said it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there is a thing, there is bonus episode things that you can do through Anchor where you just say, hey, here's the thing. If you want to come listen to the show, you know, come over here. Or alternatively, we release the episode on both the episodes, like the first 2 episodes on the GMAP podcast thing and on a new feed and just say, hey, if you're listening to this on GMAP podcast, when it gets to episode 3, it's not going to be in here anymore. Mm. So you got to come over to the new one. And I think it'll be fairly easily transferable. Plug the Discord, plug everything. Yeah, I think that's the way I want to go because there's no algorithm support for podcasts, even though we have all these views on.
Is there not?
I don't believe so, no.
But how does Spotify recommend shit to you?
Just if you like that type of thing.
So there's an algorithm though, isn't it?
Yeah, but if we start a whole new theme and they're going to be like, do you like three men talking shit or do you like porn reviews or whatever it is that we're going to do? Like, it's going to be a whole different.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't quite landed on the idea, but that's sort of where my head's at. All we need to do is just for the next little while, just let people know that a new thing is happening. And then hopefully by the time we get to the final episode, we can let the audience know. Because we don't need recommendations. We need this audience to move over. And then the recommendations come from the new show. We don't need to recommend to this audience.
So you're saying that the GMAT RSS feed back catalog is soiled and dirty.
Yeah.
And it's going to pollute any potential new blah, blah.
Yeah, I think so. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
It's filthy. It's covered with dog hair and cum. So much cum.
Why did you look around the room and come up with those two?
I don't know. Just watch your foot.
Uh-oh.
It's sitting in cum. Oh, and the other thing is, guys, there was no episode last week. Wasn't and I'm there? Sorry about that.
No, was there meant to be one and you just forgot?
Well, no. It was 2:28. It is made. It is recorded. It is edited.
Just didn't upload.
No, I made the episode. Here's the thing. Wednesday, Aiden's supposed to come over for the podcast. It gets to like half an hour before the podcast. He says, I can't make it.
Nice.
And I say, okay, fine. Can we do tomorrow, 11 a.m.? And he says, yes, that's fine. We'll do it then. I was like, okay. So I pack everything down because I had to do a fucking stream and then pack it up, set it all back up the next morning. It gets to 11, 11.10, 11.15. And I message him. I say, hey, you nearly here? And he goes, oh, I totally forgot. And he said, can we do it tomorrow? And I said, no, we can't do it tomorrow.
Well, luckily, there'll be plenty more episodes of the GMAT podcast for him to show up for. There's always more. We can always make it up in the future.
So I said, no, we can't. No, he said, can we do it later that day? And I said, no, like, it was just that there was a lot of stuff in that day. And I could, like, if he was going to be another 5 minutes, that'd be fine. But moving a few hours is just going to fuck everything up. So I said, I'll just do a solo podcast. And it was another solo podcast. And I had the two cameras set up. Ellie was sitting here. Because I couldn't even be bothered setting it to one camera. And I just sat there. And you know what I did? I fucking unloaded on my family for 40 minutes.
The boy can fill some time.
Yeah. For 40 minutes, I spoke about all that stuff we spoke about on the Jazzcast. Hasn't come out yet, but there's a Jazzcast that we edited.
You just retold the same story. You still hadn't gotten through it emotionally.
No. For you, when we did on the Jazzcast, I did a way longer.
Oh, yeah.
But on the thing, I was just... I said all that stuff about New Year's and Christmas and my fucking crackhead sister and my mom and me fighting and my dad.
The greatest hit, shooby-doo-wop, crackhead sister. Bada beep wouldn't get out of the car.
And the
keep an Ellie's seatbelt clipped up. Rob had his dog but said that mine was too soft. Bada beep, bada boop, and mom was mad because my brother couldn't come see my dad.
You're a good listener.
I am a fantastic listener, John.
My crackhead sister tried to steal my dog. Yeah. And Rob hit my dog. All right, enough. So yeah, I went fucking ham. But the problem was I started the podcast by saying Aiden was supposed to be yesterday and I was supposed to be today. And I said, like, this is like the fifth time in a row that he's canceled. And it was at that point, the fifth time in a row.
Yeah.
And doing that and then going into ragging on my family, I was just like,
not this good is just, vibes.
It was not good vibes at all.
Anyone who was really paying attention would be like, this podcast is going to end soon.
Yeah, I think that was the episode. I might release it. Fuck it. I might release it on Patreon. It's edited. It's sitting on my fucking computer.
The death knell.
I put it on Patreon.
The GMAT death knell.
But that was that. I finished that podcast. Beck finished work like an hour later or something. No, that was at 11 a.m. So it would have been that night. But that day was when I said to Beck, I think I need to really consider finishing this podcast up. Because it's draining. It became really draining to... And you know what? That is another thing that's worth noting. When we get into... there was a point in history there where we'd finally landed on, after you complained for long enough until I did something about it, we finally landed on Tuesday, 3:30. Or we had two times, Tuesday, 3:30 and Thursday, 10 a.m. And we would basically just put those up in the chat and then everyone would vote for which one they could do and whichever one got the most people voting, we'd do. And then people miss out. And that was a good patch of time. That was the majority of the... middle of the podcast where things were working and it was going well. And then at some point I think all of our schedules, because back then it was just your schedule we really needed to focus on. Yours was the one that was getting.
I still think that's the case.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, but everyone else now also has schedules like yours.
I still think that mine's the only one we should focus on, though.
Oh, yeah, I feel you. Fucking prick. So now it's the thing we used to do at the start where I'd be like, what time's everyone free this week? And you'd be like, Tuesday at 5, that's all I can do. And Aina would be like, I'm only free Thursday at 2 a.m. And then Becca would be like, I'm only free. I mean, I'm never free, but Ellie will be in there pissing on the carpet if anybody needs that. And I'd be like, well, now I got to sort out this fucking jigsaw. Yeah. Fucking trying to find it. And be like, all right, I'm just going to do one with Ben this week, you know, or whatever it ends up being. And it's that's also a fucking pain in the ass.
Mm.
That was another reason for me being like, next time I do a podcast, it's got to be just like two of us. Either you and me, you or Aiden. I mean, me and Aiden, you and me, or me and Beck. Like, it's got to be just two of us, and then maybe bringing in a guest every now and again. But I can't do another podcast that's four people or even three people. What a fucking pain.
Unless the channel finally blows up and we could just make it our job.
That's the other thing. That's the sort of like, this channel blows up and we'll come back to it. It's got to be something where, I mean, even Aiden yesterday was like, whatever you're doing, better fucking succeed because I need you to hire me because I'm fucking sick. And I was like, I will do everything in my power to make everything I do succeed. I have to keep
working 9 to 5. I don't know how much longer I can survive. I'll
shoot you in the leg, mate. So, yeah.
So,
everyone's sort of on the same page now. I think we're all on the same page. We're all ready for it to just be done. Scratch.
I mean,
I'm sad. I'm genuinely like.
Yeah, you seem it.
No, I will be sad.
You don't give a fuck.
No, I'm trying. I'm in podcast mode now, so I'm like, I'm not gonna be sad.
Well, let's just take a second, Matt.
Oh, shut the fuck up, man. There's this shit. Like, it's been going for a long time, and it's
we're gonna have to get a new logo. That's annoying because I like that logo.
I know. There's a lot of brainstorming you and I have to do.
Oh,
I know. That's the worst bit. We're gonna have to fucking start all the way from the start.
Caring.
Hmm?
Matt, does that seem like me?
And I don't want to like. I don't want to like. This was good. We built as we went along. We had crap mics, and we had slightly better mics, and we had better mics than that. Then we got the Rode system and got all the good shit. And then we set up the room. We set up another room. We finally ended up in this room and felt comfy. We got the sign. We went to video podcast. Whatever we do next, I want to fucking hit the ground. Bang! I want to hit the ground running. I want to have a sign. I want to have a good logo. I got to hit up our boy Clyte. You know.
Yeah, good luck.
But we can triangulate.
Yeah.
Put the pressure on. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that needs to get done. And you and I need to actually like brainstorm to be like, hey, do you want to actually do this?
Yeah.
Or do you want to fucking throw it in the fucking can and just never podcast again? Which I know you'll never want to do because you are a broadcast addict.
It's in my bones.
You can't help yourself.
I'm a born mic man, Matthew.
They were going to call you Michael, but then they thought that was too on the nose.
I live to language.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about our sort of general idea or just like...
I'm sure we brought it up before.
We have because it's been in the can for months. Which is
that, all right.
No, I'm just like...
Okay, all right.
I said it on the... To the stream today.
Said it four times.
We want to review films. That's sort of the...
I think...
Oh, we want to talk about film.
Films, but I think we should open it up to games as well.
And someone in the stream said television shows.
Television shows?
Yeah.
Media. Media reviews. But I think the angle... because I think that parlays our natural tendencies of you to love everything that's colourful
mm-hmm.
and me to think everything is garbage and cynical nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just that I hate your favourite thing or what you love is garbage.
The original idea came from us talking about A Quiet Place on the podcast.
Yeah.
And it just...
that filled an hour.
It just happened to be a week when it was just you and I think. Maybe Beck was there as well. But we talked about A Quiet Place and it was... very, very.
It was fun. Explosive.
It was. And I was like, oh man, this would be a fun idea. And then it wasn't straight away then that we came up with it, but we referred back to that many months later, being like, hey, we should do another podcast where we do films, talk about
it. Is how long it's been in the can. I remember weeks after we thought of it, we were going to go and see West Side Story. That was what we were thinking, like, should we make that the first one? I was like, yes, because I know it's going to suck and I know you'll love it.
Yeah.
And we didn't manage to do it.
No, no. Well, when did West Side Story come out?
525,600 minutes ago.
West Side Story, new movie. That's a really good tangible. Yeah, thank you. I totally forgot about that. 2021, it came out on...
Was it that long? Fuck that. That wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
I thought it was like mid last year.
Oh, I totally forgot we're in 2023.
We're in 2023 now.
You know what was in the cinemas?
What was in the cinemas?
December 2021.
Wow. Over a year ago then.
That we've had this idea. Fuck. It's Jesus Christ.
I know.
What happened to 2022?
That's more fucking horseshit.
If you asked me when we were going to go see West Side Story.
I would have said in like November.
I was there 3 months.
Yeah.
Easily. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that doesn't feel right.
No. Should I look up Australia release?
Maybe, yeah. Would it have been that different?
West Side Story Australia release.
Release. I want to say like August.
7th of June, 1962.
Oh, wow. But it doesn't feel like we had the idea that long ago.
Australian trailer and release date for Steven Spielberg's West Side Story.
Did Spielberg do that?
Yeah, that's why you said at least it'll be a Spielberg. I might be able to get something out of it. It's December 26th, 2021. It dropped in Australia. It would have been January. Lord. Would have been January for sure. We were talking about it. But still, that's a bang on a year. A year we've had this idea. Wow. And now we're finally going to do it.
Probably.
We're going to do it, Ben.
We'll do some version of it.
Because I can't fucking help myself. I need to do some podcast thing. If this is ending and we don't do something else, I'm going to come for you in the night when you're not there. Yeah, some idea of that. I Hate What You Love. Some catchy title.
Yeah, I'll blend it and see if I can come up with something.
Something snappy.
Snappy for it.
Because we've always talked about like how this podcast is so broad, how it's this podcast relies kind of on people liking GMAT stuff.
You have to know us in real life. If you don't already know us, there's no reason, there's no hook to turn it on and listen to it.
Like if you go on YouTube and you go and there's a new movie coming out and you like film reviews, you might click on someone, just a random person talking about a movie or talking about a topic.
Let's see what they say.
But you're not going to click on just a random podcast.
No.
Like, I'm not going to click on a Cumtown podcast because I know it's just the three. I know Cumtown are very popular, but if they weren't popular, it's just three people talking shit, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know how they got popular, if I'm honest.
Which is sort of our thing. It's like, this isn't gonna grow, and that's half the fun of it, is watching the numbers go up, you know?
I have no idea what the numbers are.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the fun of it was just doing it, but after doing 229 episodes now, it's time. It's time.
So 230 is going to be the big...
If we can organize a goodbye episode for next week, maybe. I mean, it's quite possible we might... 230 is probably a good rate. Yeah, you're right. Except this is 228, because the original 228 didn't get released.
So 229 can be the jazz cast, or the Matt smashes his family for 40 minutes.
We'll probably just do another podcast maybe in between. And then
so what number did you say at the start of this one?
228. Okay. So we either do another podcast for 229 and try and be normal. It's so hard to just be normal and act like the podcast is cool and chill when we know it's ending.
Yeah, I don't think we should just keep doing them. I think we just wait until we can get all together and do the last one as
229.
229. Pretty is normal. That a significant number anywhere?
I feel like we said stuff in the jazz cast that we don't want not behind a paywall. Because I remember thinking for 228, I was like, I could just release. Oh, no, I didn't release it because I was like, it hasn't even hit the Patreon yet. So to release it straight away would be weird.
Oh, yeah, because the Patreon kids got to get the Patreon goods.
Maybe I'll just like re-release episode one. No, that's episode dumb.
One.
That's dumb. That's really dumb.
Is it?
I mean, it's audio only.
Yeah, put a photo of you as like an 8-year-old or something.
Yeah. I'll see. I'll think about what we're going to do.
You just do a little preamble of like, this is a window into the Mars, the first one before the last one.
And then 2:30, we'll wrap this bitch up. And then if I'm going with the original idea, we might do a couple little just like pilots for our new thing before we bang hit the ground running when we review.
We're going to do like a retrospective type. Are we going to actually going to have clips to play and listen to?
I have no idea. I don't know. We've done so many retrospective things.
Have
yeah, we've done like three.
We did one, but I feel like
and we didn't do it that just, long ago.
They were just bits that you got from, that you remembered that you got from like the last year or so.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what we would do for a retrospective at 2:30. Like what kind of things do we want to listen to? And last time we did the retrospective, didn't we all just like sit there quietly listening and it kind of took the air out of our tires? We were trying to do actual podcasting. Or was it fun?
Oh, I don't fucking know. I can't remember. I don't think I was there for that.
You were. You were 100% there.
Not mentally though.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. You were like, we got to do something big for 2:30. I was like, I got no fucking idea what to do for 2:30.
Did I say we had to? What? No, I said 200, didn't I?
No, you for the final episode, you said we got to do something.
Oh, yeah, we got to do something. I mean, this is the fucking final one. We're shutting this fucker down.
I know, but I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Like, what do we do? Do we do a live one?
Yeah, I don't know. Just the fact that it's live, because it's going to be recorded forever. The liveness doesn't carry on and hold up, I don't think.
No. I think we should just do a regular podcast and not regular, but like do something special, but not do it live. What I should have said then was, I don't think we should do it live.
And therein is the reason why we shouldn't do it live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is another thing we got to brainstorm. We'll brainstorm shutting this fucker down.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll start working on the new shit.
Mm-hmm. Or the new shit, the good shit.
The new shit, yeah. The cool, hot shit. Yeah. The fresh business.
The fresh shit. Yeah. Any stories you got from this week that aren't related to this?
This has been the center of my world, Matthew.
I know.
Stories.
We had a party.
Did ya?
Yeah, we had a New Year's party, remember? Nope. When I say party, there were 8 people in the room.
Fuck yeah. But those people know how to party.
We fucking went hoard.
Yeah.
It was fun. I remember at one point I was throwing my head into the esky.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy how drunk and intoxicated I was.
Towards the end of the night, yeah. You weren't full esky head.
Because I don't remember being that drunk, but I guess I was because I was throwing my head. And there's things I don't remember that I'm remembering now that I just forgot about. Yeah, it was so hot.
It was fucking hot.
It was hot, but I tell you what, when I put my head in that esky and came up and let that
cool water... Weren't so hot no mo.
Let that cool water run down my body.
Ow.
Trying to keep not getting hard right now. I cooled down heaps. And I was cool for the rest of the night.
That's great, mate. Well, the rest of the night was about 20 minutes, I think, from esky head.
It wasn't.
It was.
Oh, really? Shit.
When we're out the back and I tipped the esky out for you and you put your head into it?
I didn't remember you being there. In my mind... It was like, you know that scene in The Simpsons where Homer re-remembers his night and I put a fly in my... Yeah, that's what I remember, just sitting around with a bunch of weirdly drawn cartoons going, ooh, put my head in the bucket. Oh, man, you are the living end. That sort of business.
Well, I was there. I mean, unless you did it before and then came back and like, oh, a bucket with ice. Maybe I'll put my head in it if no one has a problem with that. And I was like, I didn't give a shit.
Last time went really well, but you know what would help is if it was on an angle so all the ice and water gathered at the end.
I moved the Coke bottles for you. Fuck, I'm a good friend.
No, I moved them. I remember you asked me to move some shit.
So I was there. You do remember being there then, Matthew.
I'm remembering as I
go. Yes, you put your head in the big ice bucket and it was very cold.
And then we, at New Year's, in hindsight, a terrible idea.
Oh.
In a post-COVID world, was passing around the bottle of Fireball and just seeing how many times we could get a shot in before New Year's when it was like the 2-minute countdown.
Yeah.
It's passing, everyone putting their lips on the same bottle and then someone takes a drink and goes, and you're like, this is a bad idea. But you know what? That Fireball was going down nice.
Well, I avoided that. I just sucked the Fireball out of Garbage's mouth.
What? Did you?
I did, Matt. That's what happened.
Drink it. I don't know. I don't know.
I watched you drink. Don't lie. Don't tell lies on the podcast.
Well, it's because I remember you being like, oh. So I'm like, did he actually do something where he didn't have to drink it? And it took me a minute to realize you said, suck it out of Garbett's mouth.
Yeah.
You know what Garbett said?
Oh.
We nearly got to New Year's. And you know, New Year's, you got to have a kiss. Is the thing. I don't know if that's a thing around the world, but you have a New Year's kiss.
Yeah, I think that's a thing.
And he came up to me like a minute before New Year's and whispered in my ear, like, Big Daddy's got to eat or something. Like, Daddy's got to eat. And I was like, no, Get away from me.
That's funny.
And then we went inside and played music while we watched Air Crash. Yeah, like planes land. Oh, we had, on YouTube we had planes landing in bad weather.
Yeah, it was like a Fatboy Slim concert. It was fucking sick.
While we played Fleetwood Mac's Dreams and the Cranberries' Dreams and probably Ed Sheeran's Dreams. I don't know. Anything that had dreams in it, we were hitting it. That was fun. That was really fun. I like playing music.
Yeah, it goes all right, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Especially when you're drunk, because it doesn't matter if you suck.
And we don't. We fucking sound great. I wish we could record it so the next day we could listen back and be like, shit.
You bully. That's fucking bad. Nah, it's, let's just assume that we are fucking great.
Just foyer. Just beats on beats.
Beats. What else? I don't really have any stories for you, I don't think. And, you know, stuff happens during the week, and then I don't think to write it down, and then I forget that it happened.
Nothing's really happened. This week I've been like, organized. We might be moving house. That's been a pain in the ass. We, you know, come this podcast coming to an end. That was another thing that's just been on my fucking mind. I came to your house to work out, and I fucking didn't want to. That was...
Really? Did you not want to? Because you put in such a good effort. That's weird. That I was not aware of that fact.
I put in
enough. You didn't say anything beforehand that would let me know that you didn't want to be there.
I put in enough effort.
I'm going to scroll back and find that message. That's a funny message.
I was
reading between the lines. I worked out that you didn't want to be there.
I did. I did my squats at like 3/4 of the weight. And then I did bench. By the way, I benched my full sets, full weight, not my PB.
The one exercise that's basically like chocolate pudding. Yeah. Everyone fucking loves bench.
I fucking love bench. And then I just skipped my rows, my barbell rows. I was like, no, I'm not doing that shit.
There's three exercises.
Yeah. So I did
the whole workout.
I did one and a half, basically, all right? And I fucking really didn't want to go. So the fact that I did anything is a goddamn miracle.
No, it's better than, anything's better than nothing.
We don't talk that much. Settle down.
Is it you saying, like, it's like I don't care. I'm going to do it either way, but are you going to be annoyed? It's like, nah, I started counting calories again today. So that's a win in my book.
It was more like me being like, how much of your schedule have you moved around for us to come to the gym? Nah, are you going to be annoyed?
No, but thank you for asking. and you're like, well, look, Beck's working. When she's finished, I'll ask her. If she says we'll go, then we'll see.
I think I actually
said. And then she finishes at 7, and then at 7:02, I get a message, fucking looks like we're fucking coming for fuck's sake.
I said early in the day, she gave me like the hint that she might not want to go to the gym that day. And I said, if she comes to me and says.
And you immediately went, oh, yeah, cool. Fuck yeah. Soak that up.
If she comes to me at 7 when she finishes work and says, I don't really. I'm kind of. I don't know about the gym. I'm going to ride that wave to fucking.
Well, you got to look out for yourself. It's all about maintaining your energy. You don't want to burn yourself out. That's a real. Burnout's real. You got to watch out for that.
If I heard a hint. Even a whisper of not wanting to go, I would have grabbed that thread and pulled it till the jumper disappeared. But unfortunately, I was like, so we go to the gym? She goes, yeah. Like obviously. And I was like fuck.
There's no room in there. There's nothing. That is a solid brick house of opinion. She is going.
Fucking looks like we're fucking coming for fuck's sake. And then I walked in and you were already laughing.
Yeah. Well, because you were swearing when you came in the house. She's like, hi. Like, that's normally not what I get. You're like, hello, what, feeling fucking huge today? I'm going to fucking get it or something like that. And you strut in and you start doing your warm-ups. She's like, I don't want to do it today.
I was getting puffed out doing the warm-ups. Mm. Yeah. Oh. Hey, but we can finally answer something now. Because Beck and I have this conversation every time we get in the car. And I'm like, she's like, Ben told me to do this. I'm like, I'm pretty sure he would have told you to do this. And we can't quite land on it. And we keep forgetting to ask you. And which is, because originally she just wanted to skip her warm-ups altogether. And I was like, you need to warm up. You need to warm up to your weight.
Yeah.
And she goes, but if I warm up to my weight, I can't do the weight because I've been lifting. And I'm like, that's just part of it. That's correct, right? You do need to have a warm-up, even if it kind of tires you out before you get to the big number.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
So I started by being like, because she wanted to go straight to with the plates on. And I was like, you got to do a warm up. Just do the bar. And she was like, fine. She did the bar.
But that's what's wearing her out, is because she's likely not injuring herself, but she's doing her warm up as like 80% of her fucking maximum.
And I didn't think about any other option. And then she said, well, I spoke to Ben and he said I should be doing the 10 plate. And I'm like, well, we have the same idea. Ben and I are saying the same thing, which is that you need to warm up. I just didn't think that about another option. And she's like, okay. And now she's going from the 10 kilo straight to her max weight. And I said, I feel like it should be 10 bar plates. And she said, no, Ben said 10 straight to max weight. What should Beck be doing?
I think when we did it, because she asked me the same thing, it was like a 10 plate, then a 15 plate. You want to have like at least two warm-up sets.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying the same thing. I'm saying that we can't go from 10 to max weight. But I didn't think about 15. I just went 10 bar.
The bar's too close to her working weight. She may as well just be working by then. Okay,
yeah. All right. So you should throw in a 15 there. So I'm still wrong, Ben. You fucked everything up. Fucking motherfucker. All right, we'll do that next time.
Okay.
10, 15, 22.5. Yeah. Well, she was getting up to 25. That's why I thought the bar, 20, 25. I thought it was like 10, 20, 25 would be all right. But see, so she should at least be doing two things before she gets to her weight.
Well, yeah, and it depends on the reps as well.
So she's doing six.
So yeah, she could do like three with the bar.
Okay.
As a warm up. But you still want to have a couple of five sets to get the motor neurons going, all that shit, you know, business.
I wish I'd said this before the thing we just spoke about before, because that was way funnier to end, to end on.
What were we talking about before?
I don't know. I just laughed about something. Oh. I can't remember.
Oh, you coming into the gym fucking kicking my dog and tipping shit over.
I didn't kick your dog.
Hey, dude, you came in, you kicked the dog, you spat in George's face, and you slammed the door and
I didn't
keep my car.
I spat in her hair. There's a whatever. Difference. She had her head down.
She has a hairy face.
I spat on the top of her head and I said, fuck you. And she said, why are you doing this? I said, because I have to do squats today.
Yeah.
And then she said, okay.
But that got you pumped up to do 3/4 of the workout.
I did, yeah. 3/4 is pretty, that's
almost 3/4.
I did way less than 3/4.
Yeah.
So thank you. I did.
Pleasure treasure.
I did 1 point. I did. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Hey, it's GMAT here. And don't forget, if you enjoyed that episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show over at patreon.com/thegmatpodcast. The post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the main podcast where we wrap things up and talk about anything we didn't have time to talk about. $3 a month and cancel anytime. We are a community-supported podcast, so your support over there funds the show and makes it easy for us to keep doing what we love. If you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/thegmatpodcast.